It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Welcome to the DocSmo.com pediatric blog. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, a real practicing pediatrician and founder of the DocSmo blog. Thank you for joining me today. Now, today I'm going to review an interesting book written by a well-known pediatrician and vaccine expert and infectious disease expert named Paul Offit, who authored a book that analyzes the alternative medicine and supplemental nutrition practices and industry in the United States. Dr. Paul Offit, the author of Do You Believe in Magic, is a pediatrician and an effective advocate for children's health. He's a hero to many practicing pediatricians because he has been such an effective advocate for vaccines. In fact, he is probably the most influential advocate doctors have that promote vaccines. Now, after reading Do You Believe in Magic, I can see why his foes in the anti-vaccine movement dislike him so intensely. He does not mince words when he decides to criticize practices he does not approve of. In Do You Believe in Magic, Dr. Offit challenges the biggest names in alternative medicine and politics with biting, pointed criticism of what he sees as mostly quackery and snake oil sales. And those are his words, not mine. The foundation of Dr. Offit's book is his faith in the scientific method. For Dr. Offit, a therapy is only effective if there's good scientific evidence of its effectiveness. Much of the alternative medicine world, however, has no peer-reviewed scientific support and therefore, according to Dr. Offit, is useless or even worse. Unfortunately, the world is not always so black and white, in my opinion. Dr. Offit is very good at pointing out instances when reliance on alternative therapies have done great harm to patients, especially when treating famous patients like the actor Steve McQueen or the computer genius Steve Jobs. But he seems to give conventional medicine a pass on poor science that inflates the effectiveness of some therapies and minimizes the side effects of Western medical practices. Do You Believe in Magic brings a strong point of view to the discussion of alternative versus modern medicine. Since the majority of people in the U.S. now consume alternative therapies, be they herbs, vitamins, supplements, physical manipulations like chiropractic or even acupuncture, Dr. Offit has started an important discussion. Even though his title claims to be a balanced look at alternative and complementary medicine, his blunt criticism and visceral tone are anything but balanced. Magical theories of disease, unproven therapies, false hopes of cure that delay or prevent effective therapy can certainly do great harm, as Dr. Offit is quick to point out. On the other hand, however, emphasizing better nutrition, stress reduction, improved sleep, the healing power of exercise and meditation are good things that alternative medicine brings to the discussion and can provide healing where pills cannot. Just because no one has done a double-blind, placebo-controlled study to prove that a child eating his or her salad every day improves his or her health doesn't mean that the salad can't be helpful to their health. As parents are faced with ever-increasing limitations on their healthcare spending, making wise use of their healthcare dollars is increasingly important. For those parents interested in healthcare policy and debates, Dr. Offit's book is an interesting read. For those parents looking for practical advice and information about pediatrics, well, you need to look elsewhere. I give Dr. Offit's latest book 3.5 out of 5 DocSmo stars. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you take a few minutes to explore the hundreds of interesting posts and articles I have on my blog, www.docsmo.com. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.